Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Under the heading of "There's more than one way to skin a cat," we need to remember that when it comes to making law, it can be done in three ways. The first is the most common. A bill's introduced in the legislature, passed by the House and Senate, and signed by the governor. It's quick, it's simple, and every time the legislature meets, nearly 1,000 new laws are enacted using this method. But what happens when the governor doesn't like the bill, either for personal or political reasons? In 2011, Governor Schweitzer vetoed 74 bills. Pretty amazing when you figure that most governors veto only a handful of bills each session. At that point, the legislature has three options. They can give up and let the veto stand, which is usually what happens. Or they can override the veto, which is difficult, especially when you have close margins as we do in the Senate. Or they can pass a ballot referendum which bypasses the governor and goes straight to the people for a vote. This only works if the issue is popular with the people. So what happens if we have an issue that's popular with the people but unpopular with the legislature? That's when the third method comes into play. The people figuratively storm the gates of the Bastille and take the process into their own hands with what's called a ballot initiative. That's where the people bypass both the legislature and the governor and gather enough signatures to place an issue directly on the ballot. A classic example was CI 96 in 2004, when the people gathered twice the number of signatures necessary to place the issue of marriage on the ballot and then define marriage as a union between a man and a woman by 67%. A huge victory by a direct popular vote of the people. But ballot initiatives are only allowed in 24 states, mostly western states that came into the union in the mid to late 1800s. And while we think they're a good idea, many people don't. They argue that ballot initiatives are debated in 30-second soundbites on TV ads, so the issues never get the type of in-depth deliberation that the legislative process provides. In some instances, that may be true, but I've seen plenty of bills pass through the legislature with relatively little debate and even less scrutiny. I guess your support for the initiative process all comes down to whether or not you trust the people. I, for one, do. It may not be perfect, but I tend to trust the collective wisdom of the people more than I do a tightly controlled legislature such as New York, where a small group of politicians hold all the cards. Right now in our legislature, in response to Governor Schweitzer's veto blitz in the last session, there are several ballot referendums making their way through the process. In most cases, they're backing up bills that are very popular with the people but may be vetoed by the governor for political reasons. These are referendums that would protect unborn victims of violence, force schools to get parental permission before teaching comprehensive sex education, and one that would require parental consent before an abortion can be performed on a minor. All are important issues, all are good public policy, and all will pass if they're put to the people for a vote. The best governments are always held accountable by a system of checks and balances, and in Montana, Wyoming, North and South Dakota, and Idaho, that means a direct vote of the people. As I said, it's not always pretty, but when legislation doesn't reflect the will of the people, it's time for the people to step up to the plate. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.